My name is Alyssa, and I'm a journalist at the Washington Post. I wrote this story called Amazon, Can We Have Our Name Back? I spent 6 months working on this story. It published in December 2021. And as I worked on this story, I also juggled the other responsibilities I have as a video editor on the foreign desk at the Washington Post. And also, the Washington Post is a very collaborative environment, and so there was a whole team working on this after I pitched the story. So you can go to the next slide. And this was the team. We had several editors. We had a photo editor, video journalist, copy editors, a podcast producer, graphics reporters. So it wasn't just me. We had the whole team that made this possible. And I decided to do the story because I noticed a change in how people were speaking to me and treating me. And it became more consistent as, you know, the years went on and the devices were in more places. It was more popular. And so 2 years ago, I decided to seek out community. And that community was made possible because of the work that Lauren's done. She created a Facebook group, so I joined that. She was also active on Twitter. She has a website. And a majority of my sources were actually from social media.
I'm Lauren Johnson, as Alexa said. And originally, I founded Alexa is a Human. I'm also the host of a podcast called Wake Up, The Truth About Alexa. And since I was last here at Project Voice in 2020 on stage, we've been doing a lot of work behind the scenes. We've formed an organization called I Am Alexa. And we're together as an alliance so that we're able to expand the work we were already doing, but do that much more. And outside of Voice, I am a mom, a wife, and I've been in the biopharmaceutical industry for the last 18 years. And that about sums it up. But before we start, I just want to thank everyone in this community, not only Bradley for welcoming us, but what a welcoming community. In the last 2 years, I've had the opportunity to work with many of you, and whether it's on podcasts or just some back and forth, and everyone has been so welcoming, and even when you didn't have to be. So we really appreciate that. And that's it.
So before we move on to the next slide, I just want to say, you know, Bradley asked me to speak about my story, but what I'm actually really excited to talk about today is that I will be coming out with a virtual assistant of my own. Yep, that's right. And you all will get a first look at it. So Bradley, go ahead.
Yes, we're here to learn about the impact that you've made, but yes, I want to hear all about your voice assistant. I can't wait to integrate it. I'm sure it's fantastic.
Okay, so it's on the next slide. Okay, this is it. You know, it has a very retro look. It has a handle for easy transportation, which I love. Because, I mean, we want to bring this everywhere, right? And not only that, all you have to do to use it is say Bradley. I was just, you know, I was so inspired by you that I just, you know, I want to contribute. So before we hear from you, Lauren has actually gathered some customer feedback for us from like the trial period. And this will be my first time seeing these customer reviews. So very excited. So why don't you show us what you've gathered?
So screenwriters, please stop creating characters in movies and TV shows named Bradley. It's freezing in here and the lights keep going out. One more. Found out today I have a student in my class named Bradley, and I have a class Bradley. I told them that he gets a new name in my class. I'm just going to call him 14. And the last one, customer feedback. Whenever I see a boy called Bradley on a dating app, I swipe left without thinking. If it went well and he moved in, I'd have to rename all my devices, and that's too much work.
Before I go to the next slide, actually, now that I think about it, I totally forgot. We actually have 4 alternate wakeboards. It's only on a couple of our devices. It's not on all of them. But you know, you can just do that. So if you're in someone's home, you know, you just ask them, hey, can you change this? And I'm sorry, I totally forgot about that because we never market it. I'm sorry, I just slipped my mind. So, you know, you feel comfortable with that, right, Bradley? You know, going by a nickname, right? Yeah.
Of course, sure.
okay, guys. Obviously, I'm not going to be, this is, you know, this is our school skit, but you know, I'm not coming out with my own virtual assistant. We can go to the next slide now.
I'm a little alarmed by how much applause there was in the room for that.
So yeah, these are real posts about people named Alexa. So if we want to go to the next slide. So this camera right here, it's called Alexa, and it has no affiliation to Amazon, and it existed before they launched their Amazon Echo. I learned about this camera when I was in college, and I actually thought it was really cool because I love video storytelling. And most importantly, it doesn't need my name to function. Unfortunately, Amazon's product does need my name in order to work. And this does have impacts on people's social interactions. And I interviewed 28 women and girls named Alexa who this impacted. And you're gonna hear from some of them today as well.
So I'll just add to this that one of the comments we hear often is anything can have a human name. But if you think about it in this scenario, I'm gonna go out on a limb here and I'm just gonna guess that no one has an Uncle Google or a cousin Facebook or a best friend named LinkedIn. So that's the difference.
Right, like you could come up with names, obviously, like the ones you just listed. So on the next slide, we actually have some data that shows the impacts of the name and the fall of the name, which Lauren's gonna talk more about.
I'm gonna stand up for this one because this is my favorite slide, which is gonna sound backwards because if you look at the decline, you would think it was probably a really bad thing for us. If these were your sales numbers, you'd be panicking. But here's the thing, it's one of my favorites because it speaks volumes. Data doesn't lie. If you look at the drop there, you'll see that the name has plummeted since the release. And I mean, it makes sense. Like I've said before, no one wants to name their child something that's synonymous with servant, knowingly. And you know, you can see here, there are 130,000 Alexas in the United States. Most of them are under 18. And it peaked in 2015. There were 6,000 babies born and named Alexa. Now those babies are now 6 or 7 years old, 6,000 of them. So again, a big motivator for myself and for us in our group is to be here and be a voice for those, not only those 6,000, but those 130,000. And I know not everyone feels the same way. There are people that aren't affected in the same way, but I will say from 100% of the people named Alexa I've spoken with, even if it doesn't affect them negatively, they still said that they wish it were different. And we often hear people will say, oh, well, my name is Ben, and I got teased because of Benjamin Button, or my name's Molly, and I had a friend with a dog named Molly, or my name's Henry, and Henry Hoover is a big vacuum company, right? And in Europe, they refer to the vacuums as Henry. But here's the thing, you don't see this with Ben or Molly or Henry. This is where it's completely different, and you have to say, okay, the data doesn't lie. People haven't stopped naming their children Ben. They're stopping naming their children Alexa. And that's a difference. So it's not to take away from any hurt that anyone's experienced with any sort of teasing, bullying, or whatnot, but it does show that unless your name is Alexa or Siri, you really can't draw a comparison to this. And I'll just share a personal story. So I have two brothers, one's name is Michael. And Michael, we teased him a lot when we were younger because of the Life cereal commercials. So we'd always try and, you know, give him our green beans we didn't want. And I don't know if any of you in the 80s heard the chant, but we used to do that Michael motorcycle thing to him all the time. That was fun for me. And I have another brother, Jeff, we call him Veg. There's a story behind that, but I won't get into it. But my point is that teasing, I'm a big proponent of family and friends teasing, and you know, everyone's gonna have something with their name that it builds character, right? But this is a completely different situation than that, and I won't tell you what my brother's called me. And that's it for that slide.
So like Lauren said, this is different than just teasing. This is also about usability. One of the most shocking things I learned during my interviews with these 28 women and girls named Alexa was that 7 of them were asked not to say their name, and were called something else. That's a quarter of the women that I spoke with. It happened pretty much anywhere, in online classes, at acting auditions, during Zoom work meetings, while playing video games, at a friend's house, and even at the dentist. This has actually also happened to one of the Alexas that I invited here today. She lives in the Chattanooga area and in online classes that she takes, not because of the pandemic, because it's easier for her to juggle work with that, with online classes. And during that, her professors asked just to call her by her last name. Lauren also has a personal story related to this.
Getting good at this mic sharing. So I have a daughter named Alexa. She is now 10, obviously the original motivation for me starting this mission. But during the pandemic, her class went virtual, went remote, like many did. And she said to me, "Mom, the teacher's not calling on me. I raised my hand and she's not calling on me." And I'm thinking in my head, oh, well, maybe the teacher just doesn't understand how to move the screen in Zoom and see all the kids. I don't know, maybe it's just a coincidence. And so it kept going on. She's like, "Mom, I don't understand. I keep raising my hand and they're not, and she's not, she won't call on me." And so it took a little while. What we finally figured out is that the teacher had an echo in her kitchen where she was presenting to the kids. And at least two of the students we know of had the echo devices in their desks, in their bedroom at home. So it was actually on purpose. So you really can't insert a nickname in that situation because it's still gonna set off the devices. It's still gonna set off, you know, with the word Alexa. So what do you do in that situation? I guess you just leave the kid out.
Now these women that you see on the screen, these are just six of the seven that told me about these experiences that they had. And now you're gonna hear from them.
I actually had, again, very nice person, very nice boss, but he started to say, "Oh, let's not use Alexa's name because it'll set off the Alexa." And he used to say that in meetings. And I really was starting to think maybe I should change my name, which is, I have never not loved my name. But I think we also will need to address not dehumanizing people in favor of our robots.
Going into an audition when you're acting is like nerve-wracking enough, but then to be told by the casting director or somebody like, "Oh, just don't say your name." It's kind of, it feels like you're more of like a problem than like you're going to be their solution.
I don't think it's fair that they have to change my name just for not receiving an answer from the device. They started calling me after Ale, which is the nickname that I hate, or even by my last name, Garcia. They can even talk to me, take attendance properly. I don't feel like respected enough.
I actually went to the dentist on Monday. When he introduced himself to me, he said, "Okay, well, I'm going to call you Al because I don't want to set off my little round thing in the corner." I feel like they think it's an inconvenience to them that it went off. How do you think I feel, you know?
I would go over to my friend's house, and when they first got their Amazon in their house, I was over, and they would keep calling my name and the thing would go off. They just kind of said, "Oh, we need to say like, she who shall not be named." Some people even give me nicknames when I'm at their house, or they just kind of yell or make a noise to get my attention instead of saying my name. It makes me feel dehumanized and just kind of like I'm lesser than everyone because everyone else is being called by their name or nickname, and I'm over here being called she who shall not be named.
My gamer tag for Xbox is Alexa. It's Alexa K. And they wanted to call me K. I said, "Nope, that's not my name. I don't answer to it. You can call it all day long. I won't answer to it." And when you're trying to do call outs in a game, that's kind of important. We already have so many things in this world that make us feel alone. My name should not be one of them.
This was a common theme, this word, throughout the interviews. The humanity had been stripped from their name, and a robot was prioritized over them because people didn't want to hear the triggers. And I really want to interview someone at Amazon for this. Obviously, you want to hear both sides, but I was rejected multiple times. But they did provide email statements, you know, saying, "Oh, you can change the leaf word," and, you know, all this. And what else did they say? I can't remember. But I decided to seek out people who used to work at Amazon, who worked on the Alexa product. And there are two of them that I have. On your left, we have Philip Hunter. He was the former head of experience for Amazon Alexa Skills from September 2016 to March 2018. And on your right, we have Ahmed Ouzid, former head of Alexa Smart Home product at Amazon from January 2015 to February 2016. And they told me that they think Amazon should drop Alexa as a wake word and avoid using human names. And they said this after I told them about what people named Alexa were experiencing, which included the clip that you just heard with them describing that. And now you're gonna hear a little bit from my interviews with Philip and Ahmed.
Clearly, that's a flaw in the product. It's a flaw that as soon as an Alexa shows up, you have a complicated situation.
Most of us as humans are looking for ways to not be inconvenienced, which includes putting the inconvenience on someone else. Even worse is the idea that, hey, you have to change your sense of identity because of a machine. It doesn't matter how innocuous you think it is to borrow the name. If your product is causing people difficulty, you should figure that out first and reconsider. That's my living is figuring out how to make things better for people.
So like Philip said, we as humans often try to put the inconvenience on someone else. Here in this tweet, this woman asks if people named Alexa should get the nickname Lexi. So my presence or the presence of any person named Alexa should not change the way the tech is used or the way that I've spoken to. I think we can all can agree here that the use of tech should be seamless. Ahmed Ouzid was great and he had lots of ideas. He's now the CEO of Witlingo, CEO and founder. And one of his examples to me was the Hey Disney, showing that customization is possible. And he actually said, you know, this whole dropping the wake word, it's not a hard problem to solve, and that Amazon has actually done much harder things. So as I've been following this story over the last 2 years, and obviously also living it, I reviewed a lot of posts online. And so in my research, I found that, you know, Alexa sounds like a lot of names. And I experienced this growing up, introducing myself, people think you're saying Alexis, Alyssa. Well, all right, we have here Alexis, Alexia, Alexi, and Alyssa. And there are several posts complaining, oh, it sets off at the sound of my name, it sounds like Alexa. You know, people describe it as like a frustrating experience. And the bottom left for you, he teaches a chess class and has a student named Alexi, and it's going off. And then we have another post from an Alexis, and I believe the top left for you. And her parents, I guess, told her, we're just not going to call you by your first name. And I actually even interviewed a man named Alex about his experience with this.
It starts with, hey, Alex, and then it activates, and it's just a pain. It's honestly stressful. I'm already kind of on edge with privacy. I think right now we're going through the growing pains of that voice recognition software.
We all know that privacy is a concern in this field. And unfortunately, if your name is Alexa or similar sounding, you don't really have a say in the device recording you when your name is called. People deserve access to privacy and access to their name. Now Amazon likes to say, oh, you can change the wake word. It's not the full truth. There are at least 700 plus products that allow only the use of the wake word Alexa, including some of Amazon's own products, which include Echo Glasses and Echo Buds, and several more third-party products like Sonos and Facebook Portal, car companies like Toyota and Ford. And you know, being someone named Alexa, I think if I'm in a car and the wake word's Alexa, and I'm in there, and obviously maybe the person's talking to me, maybe me and you know the Alexa I invited here today is awesome, I want to be friends with her now, but what if both of us are in the car, and you're talking to both of us, and the wake word's Alexa in the car, could that be dangerous? I mean, are the airbags gonna pop out, you know? Like, so these are just things I think about with, you know, it being my name. And so the four alternate wake words that Amazon offers only on the Echo speakers and the Echo Show devices would be Amazon, Computer Echo, or Ziggy, but they never advertise those alternate wake words. And so many people aren't even aware. And let me go to the next slide.
I'm Alexa. I share this name with lots of amazing people.
Alexa, change your name to Ziggy.
Sorry, changing the wake word is not supported on this device.
Alexa, change your wake word to Echo.
Sorry, changing the wake word is not supported on this device.
Alexa, change the wake word to Amazon.
Sorry, changing the wake word is not supported on this device.
Alexa, please change your wake word to Amazon.
Sorry, changing the wake word is not supported on this device.
So those are all parents of Alexa's that sent me those videos of them trying to change it on either third-party products or I think that one of them was like a tablet of some sort from Amazon. So we can go to the next one. Thank you for doing this, by the way, Bradley. But let's face it, you know, when we buy something, most of us just want to take it out of the box and use it. We don't want to think like, oh, I gotta change the settings, just like talk to my friend Alexa, or I gotta change the settings so I can talk to my daughter Alexa, you know, et cetera. Again, the biggest thing is that Amazon markets it as Alexa. This is how it's known. So it puts the onus on people with the name to either ask people to change it or for the people with the name to change themselves. And so in this next example, on the next slide, you're gonna see why alternate options are not solutions. This is Alexa Jones at her parents' house where she also currently lives.
And it's funny, my parents and I, we both have one too. I changed the name of mine, obviously, but my parents left it at Alexa, so even that gets annoying. Like in the living room, Alexa, play soft jazz, and I'm like, okay, what do you like want me to play? And then I'm like, oh, they're not talking to me at all. Oh my god. Now she's like, Alexa, hold on, sorry, Alexa, stop. And I'm talking about, yeah, it just happened, Deb. I think like this one account, jeez, I hate them so much. I don't even remember what I was saying. Alexa? Alexa? Oh my god.
Alexa?
Stop.
So this is Alexa J. Morales. Her mom owns three devices with Amazon's Alexa. And her mom didn't know that she had changed the wake word until her daughter read an article about it letting her know.
Women named Alexa aren't the only ones impacted. This also impacts women and girls named Siri. And I also interviewed women named Siri, as well as a father of a teenage girl named Siri. And so now you're gonna hear from them.
I work with a girl named Alexa, and I immediately felt for her. She's gonna have the same experience, right? Because it wasn't just at homes. We had them in our offices too. So it's everywhere.
So the first thing I thought was, geez, I can't believe they're doing this again. This is so negligent. This is so unthoughtful of them to do this to a whole new generation of girls.
Sounds silly, but it sounds like something's been stolen from me. I thought about changing it, but at the same time, it feels like I was here first using this.
Now, another unintentional consequence of this is people have called for people named Alexa to just not be on TV. This includes, you know, people like me with a name or even no characters named Alexa. And we have an example of this on the next slide. You'll see she was a contestant on The Bachelor in early 2020, and there were several tweets complaining about her presence making their device go off. So some of the posts include, this season of The Bachelor is going to be even more awful with a girl named Alexa. Sorry, Alexa, but you can go home now. Dear Bachelor franchise, please, no more contestants named Alexa.
And then on the next slide, we're gonna see how sometimes having people named Alexa on TV makes it so the device puts things on your shopping list that you may not want. The figure skater in the bottom left, Alexa Kinnearum, she was wearing a Year of the Tiger sweatshirt, and so the device thought, oh, let's put tiger on the shopping list. All right, and in the top we have Alexis from Schitt's Creek, who's a character on the show. And someone says, oh, we almost just ordered $300 worth of milk because Alexis and Alexa sound too much alike. And on the next slide, you'll see that this has led to other derogatory perceptions and feelings about people named Alexa, such as, I hate any person named Alexa now because of the triggers, and thank goodness you don't have a student named Alexa, and I bet it would be super annoying to be married to someone named Alexa. Now, on the next slide, I want you guys to think about your business or brand, and what role does your name play in your business or brand? What would have making Beyonce a wake word done for her brand? What about Oprah, Jennifer Lopez, Justin Bieber, Taylor Swift, Zendaya? Just by their name, you know who I'm talking about. And what about our presidents? I think about, you know, our current president Joe Biden, our former presidents Barack Obama, Donald Trump, George Bush, Bill Clinton, etc. What if there was a candidate named Alexa? And during debates, people couldn't take her seriously or couldn't even hear the important message that she had to share because devices were going off in their homes. Now on the next slide, you're gonna hear from children named Alexa, because obviously this is something that impacts them as well. And from the name data, we can see that a large majority of the 130,000 women and girls with the name in the US are young, they're teenagers or children. So here's a few quotes from them.
If you met someone from Amazon who could change it, what would you tell them?
I would say, hey, can you change the name of Alexa?
Because my name's Alexa, I feel like people are just going to always hate me.
My name used to be Alexa, but now I'm called Alexandra.
I'm Alia. I was Alexa when I was little, and people be rude to my name, so I changed it.
They're growing up with the understanding or the communication that their name is associated with a servant role. A child's universe is fairly small. And so if they run into a situation where a lot of those people in their small universe are sort of using their name in a condescending fashion, it's going to have a much greater impact on them. So if a teacher is saying something derogatory, even if it's just as a joke or it's to change their name, or if the teacher allows other kids to sort of participate in that, it can create a lot of psychological damage.
So obviously that last person was a psychologist that I interviewed, and on the next slide you'll see that I also spoke to Alexa Hepburn, who's a professor who's published widely on school bullying, and she said the long-term impacts of bullying could lead to depression, anxiety, and low self-esteem. Now I'm going to hand it over to Lauren because she's, you know, the parent of a 10-year-old Alexa, and she will speak more about the impacts.
These are two photos. The one on the left is an example of some products that you can buy in a store. If you look behind there, it looks like a children's boutique or gift shop. And this is something that, unfortunately, we encounter a lot. And I can tell you that the first couple of times, it's not so bad. But firsthand, it definitely causes anxiety. Because if I know that I'm going to be in a store with my daughter and we're going to see something like this, I'll sort of scan the room to make sure it's not there. And I really think that children shouldn't have to deal with this. They shouldn't have to grow up seeing their name as a command. They should be in the store looking for their name with a keychain or a bookmark or something that, you know, would be normal for a small child to go and look at. And the photo on the right there, that's an actual real worksheet from a teacher. And I just wanna make sure I'm clear about this. We as the Alliance, and I'm sure Alexa can say as well, are in favor of voice assistants, absolutely. I mean, I use them in my daily life and I absolutely think there's a need for them in the classroom. It just without the wake word, because they can provide a lot of value. But what's extremely concerning is that we now all know the damage the brand has caused and that it marginalizes women and children. And that's where we really need to think about this and say, okay, we can keep the technology, but this is something that needs to be changed. And, you know, just a little bit on the one on the right there, my daughter Emily is six and she was in school she, you know, is learning to spell. And so we're working on CAT and DOG. We haven't gotten that far yet. And she came home with a list of words. The teacher had said to them as an assignment, go around the room and find things like door or window. I don't know if window is a long word, but something that they could spell. And when she showed me the worksheet, it had Alexa on it. I was like, huh. So I asked her about it, and she was so proud of herself. She knew how to spell Alexa because it's her sister's name, and she sees her write it, and they, you know, their sisters are at the kitchen table all the time, so she knew how to spell that, and she was so proud of herself, and she didn't understand what she had written. When I asked a little bit and uncovered, what I realized was there was one in the classroom, and all the other little kids that age view it as a normal everyday object. It's a common household word for them, and it's something they see. So when they were given that assignment, they wrote it down as the same thing as a door. It's an Alexa. And she was able to, you know, brag that she knew how to spell it and the other kids didn't. But just an example of what kids now, the way they are growing up, that this is part of their vernacular, this is their everyday. So this is just an example of how children named Alexa are treated differently. This is another example of a teacher that has a student in her class named Alexa. She said, I instantly moved her close to the door. And when changing the seating arrangement, now I have great classroom entertainment. As I say, Alexa, can you close the door? Alexa, turn off the lights. Poor Alexa, there's been a lot of giggling. And when I saw this, I thought, okay, but how do you think this kid feels if the entire class and the teacher are laughing at her and it's coming across as this is okay and you have to deal with it? Maybe she's okay with it, maybe she's not. Raise your hand if you've seen this ad. It was a Super Bowl one. Has anyone seen this ad? Came out a couple years ago? Guess not. Oh, one person. Well, then I'll give a little backstory to it. It's an ad for Amazon Alexa, and it goes through the decades, and it shows essentially a servant when servants were a thing and okay, and they give it a name, whether it's Alexa or Alyssa or something, Alessia, something similar to it. And as the ad plays through, they'll say to the human servant, they'll say, you know, lower the temperature. And she goes over and she opens the window. And then they bring it to modern day and they have Alexa the device there and they say, you know, they give Alexa commands. But it essentially proves the exact point that we have been talking about all along. And I think it would be degrading to anyone, let alone, you know, whether women, children, men, whoever, to be treated that way. Okay, here's another. This one's a little bit more current. Has anyone seen this commercial? Not a lot of TV fans here, yeah. One person. So the wife is kind of daydreaming that he is Alexa. So the Alexa turns on and it's Michael B. Jordan and he pops up. And it's really sexualized and there are a lot of apparent innuendos in this commercial. And, you know, he's objectified as Alexa, as the submissive servant. And it just goes to show that it really could be any gender, any role, and how this is. And we recognize that this is meant to be humorous. And I'm sure, you know, I get where they're coming from. But at the same time, if you step back and you look at, you know, some of the things we're talking about, it's really not. And this is a car decal, believe it or not, that Amazon allows to be sold by a third party on their website. So I think we can talk about this one together a little bit, but unfortunately teens and young women have experienced sexual harassment as a result of this technology and the name that, you know, basically commands for AI. And I just think, you know, in my personal opinion, these women have enough to deal with without having to deal with this as well.
Yeah, this was actually a screenshot that of a text thread from WhatsApp that one of the Alexas I interviewed sent me. She was 16 at the time when she received it, and she also was given, and it was from a group of the boys that were speaking to her this way, and she also heard commands like the one that we saw sold on the car decal verbally said to her.
Okay, I'd like everyone to read that, the deed on top. That's an actual name change. This is a real document. This is as real as it gets, folks. This is a child who changed her name as a result of severe bullying. So the mom of this 12-year-old shares her story in a podcast I did, and it's also featured in Alexa's Washington Post article. which I haven't given you a plug yet, which is absolutely phenomenal.
I'll second that.
Yeah.
Yeah, not to interrupt you. No. But, yeah, so I was mentioning earlier, Cerence being a company that everybody needs to know. There's starting to become sort of this package of information that people who work in the space need to know about. And if you have not read the article, the graphic started the presentation on, you should do that. It's for your benefit more than anybody else. That Alexa Juliana Arm wrote for the Washington Post. It is a seminal piece on this topic. And just to throw one more thing up, shut up. There's a lot of stuff. AI ethics is a big area. Voice assistants and conversational AI, every type of AI ethics is a big area. And there's a lot of folks and people who work with AI ethics. There's a lot of issues that are hypothetical in nature, ivory tower-ish, things that resonate not as much. This is so real. To me, I describe this as the number one AI ethics issue that is out there right now. So anyway, just to put it.
Unfortunately, this has taken an ugly turn for many, and you know, I've described in the past some of the negative impacts that have arisen as a result of this wake word. But this mom, I actually interviewed her on my podcast, and I encourage you to take a listen to that, not because I want to plug my podcast, but because I think it's really important for you to hear her story. They went through a lot to make this decision in order to change her name, but she had kids following her home from school shouting commands. And in the end, you know, she came to her mom and was ready to end her life over this and kind of locked herself in the closet for the night. You know, the mom said to me, I'm not someone who's dealt with mental health issues or anxiety before, but I will tell you that this is causing me major stress. And she's very emotional in the podcast, which rightfully so, she's trying to help her child. So they ended up changing her name formally, as you can see on top there, to Alexandra. She had to switch school systems. And she actually had to change some of her friends or friendships as well as a result. And I have since talked to her after this as well, staying in communication with many of these people. And she had said to me, even recently, with the name Alexandra, she's still receiving some of this. She's still receiving comments, and the problem hasn't gone away, even with the legal name change.
So these are some questions I want you to consider. Have you ever been belittled or mocked for a personal quality? How did it feel? Did it make you want to change that quality, and did you end up changing to feel more comfortable in your skin? I know what that feels like, and I'm sure all of us can relate. And in the next slide, we have Alexa Jane Morales again. And you know, I want you to think about what role your name plays in your identity. And what if you're named after someone who passed away in order to honor them? And how would it feel to have that mocked? That was Alexa J. Morales' experience. She was named after her father, who was murdered before she was born. His name was Alexi Morales. And it's an example that your name will still symbolize you even when you're not physically here. When we pass away and we're gone, your name is gonna be on that tombstone. Your name is going to be what your family members say and your friends say to remember you. So next, I had a very emotional interview with Alexa J. Morales' mother. In the photo, it's Alexa J. Morales holding the newspaper clipping about her father's murder. You're going to hear from her mom, Erin Corrado. And all I can say is just it's an emotional interview.
Especially if you go to anyone's home who has a device, and you can't even talk about your oldest child. Because again, I don't refer to her as Lexi. To me, she's Alexa. She's always been Alexa. I get why she's annoyed, because it now annoys me. So I get it. I just want Amazon to know that Alexa's dad was great and he deserved to have his name honored. Not to turn it into something belittling to the daughter he never got to hold.
In the next slide, you're going to hear another moment where the device went off at an inappropriate time.
Former NDP leader Alexa McDonough died on Saturday. She was 77 years old. former NDP leader Ed Broadbent worked closely with Ms. McDonough and certainly considered her a friend. He is in Ottawa this evening.
They could see in the personality of Alexa a warm and honest person, because she was so motivated in her own life by the excellence of Alexa as a human being.
People want to share.
I'm thinking to myself a bit like a...
That's the other Alexa in your house piping up, but clearly people want to share their stories because she was.
Now, with all this information, would you like your name to be a wake word for devices? Why or why not? Would you name your daughter Alexa? Why or why not? I interviewed more than 60 people, obviously the people named Alexa, psychologists, parents, sociologists, former Amazon employees, etc. Whenever I asked this question, the answer was no. So, tech leaders, what are we gonna do about this? What would you do if your product was causing harm or it wasn't functioning the way that it was intended? An AI ethicist, you also can do something to contribute to this. Okay, so we have some ideas. One is that, you know, Amazon could drop the N in Amazon and just call it Amazo. And they could also have a contest where users submit ideas within ethical guidelines, because there should be ethical guidelines for naming conventions with things that play a social role. And if something is fixable, why don't we fix it? Why do we try to justify the problem?
I'll add quickly, because I know over time and I'm going to be back for lunch, so I'm that person right now. But to Alexa's point, I would just say this is fixable. And as Anna and Buzid said, Amazon has done harder things and they will do harder things. And I just want to make this point. If there were a physical defect in an Amazon Echo and an Alexa device, let's say it was, you know, got really hot and was flammable, or it injured someone, if a piece were to break off, they'd recall it, right? Well, this isn't physical damage, it's not something we can see. We can't see identity erasure, we can't see the mental health impacts, but that doesn't mean that it doesn't need to be recalled for damages, because it's essentially that, it's just difficult to see. And, you know, I've spoken with different people who have open source voice assistants. There are other options. I also spoke with someone at Ford, and she said from a coding perspective, this is doable. It's really just a branding issue. And so I'd say to anyone in the audience or anyone who's gonna listen to this afterward, that if you're building skills, or you're a CEO, or you're in coding, and especially ethics, how could you remedy this, like Alexa said, in your own practices? And I know that Amazon is technically responsible for the wake word, but I also think that that doesn't absolve you or I from remedying this problem. We still have responsibility here. We have an obligation, you know, to either our children, our families, and for you, you have an obligation to your customers to create positive experiences that doesn't work with human names. And what some may not realize in this room is that even a post or a title on social media with the name Alexa is offensive to many. So while you may not intentionally be contributing to this, in a way, sometimes you are. No fault, like no blame here whatsoever, but just maybe if you could get the wheels turning on how you could do it without that, because human names are simply not an option for voice assistants.
All right, last thing. So the next slide. If I say R2-D2 and C-3PO, that automatically triggers something in your brain. I don't even need this picture here, but they are just examples that you can humanize AI without dehumanizing people or without making humans the inconvenience. I don't think of R2-D2 and C-3PO as just robots. I think of them as iconic Star Wars characters who have personality and character traits and qualities. And so, they're just an example that you don't need a human name to humanize them. And I think you have written down AZ-14 or A95, or, you know, there's different letters and number combinations you put together and just roll off the tongue. And it's unique, it's different, it's original, and it doesn't leave anyone out of the conversation that way. And lastly, if you want to learn more, on the last slide that I have, we have some QR codes that will take you either to my story on the Washington Post or to Lauren's website for I Am Alexa Alliance that she has with that group. And thank you so much. I'm sorry we're over time.
No. Hold the applause 1 second. So no, we'll make the time up later. Look, I want to say a couple of things. First of all, I have this very vivid memory of, we're not going to take questions, but if you want to talk to them, you can find them after, of Apple announcing that they were going to get rid of the three and a half millimeter headphone jack. This was years ago. And they got up there and they used the word courageous to describe getting rid of the headphone jack off of the phone. And that made me very irritated. I'm an Android user now. I might go back to iPhone at some point, but I mean, it made me very upset because that's a totally inappropriate word to use. These two women here are the definition of courageous. One works in the job and has nothing to do with this. She's just doing it to support her daughter. And it's easy in an environment in a big corporation to have somebody take up a social cause, be accused of being a rabble-rouser, and to hurt you politically inside an organization. The other one wrote the simple article on this piece for the publication owned by the former owner of Amazon. So courageous describes these two, but yeah, please. As events come back, this is going to be the home for learning about all the interesting companies doing all the interesting things and having all of the corporate talks go along with that. But it's also going to be the home of very decidedly non-corporate, important, topical conversations that just have to happen. And so Amazon has been a fantastic supporter of this event. You might think it's complicated for us to have this conversation in an event that they've sponsored. It's not. This is a very valuable conversation to that company. This is a $1 billion presentation to Amazon. And this is a huge opportunity for Amazon. And Amazon's gonna have voice assistants for as long as our children's children are alive. They're not always gonna be called this. And a billion other organizations are gonna have voice assistants too. What are they called? The work that these women are doing is shaping what that future looks like. So hats off to y'all. We will reconvene after lunch. Let's give them a round.